talk about economic value and community value. And so there's a couple of guiding principles here about, and Luke mentioned it earlier, about adding value. It's about adding value in a lot of different ways. It's about adding value to the experience of Town Square. It's about adding community value, but it's also about adding economic value. And so making sure that connections are made, making sure that Town Square is easily accessible, it's visible, it's connected, and it's a part of the Main Street frontage, and that we make sure that it's accessible from a lot of different amenities and destinations from throughout the community. So those are all really important things to think about and remember. Just take a break there for a second before we jump into the concept plans to see if you have any questions, thoughts, or anything you want to add to the conversation.
I have a question. How many people did the survey?
Recollection is 147 responses to the online survey in 2 weeks. That was a pretty good response in our experience. There was over 60, I think, attendees to the two public open houses.
There's the information. Yeah.
Oh, they're there. Okay.
Oh, that doesn't include the survey, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Okay. I was just curious that, you know, how many citizens actually got on and did that.
Sure. Any other questions?
Anybody else? Okay. Carry on, Dave.
I'm mesmerizing. So the next slide, we can get into the concepts, but you're all more aware of the existing conditions than anybody probably, so don't necessarily need to spend any time on this other than recognizing the existing assets. So we went into this, because some of those guiding principles are about, from a value equation standpoint, making sure that we're economically responsible. So we know that that's an important issue, and we know that we're not just going to come in and wipe the slate clean. We're going to start with what we have to work with and build on that recipe for success. So just want to make that note, because it is important to recognize, one, it is a full city block town square, but it's got existing facilities in it that we need to integrate. So how can they better be integrated into a concept and a plan and arrangement that really highlights those existing facilities and leverages them, in fact, to create more active uses and experiences throughout the town square itself. So recognizing those are important, and understanding sort of the nuances of things like parking and so forth, which this project was not intended to solve any parking problems, but the idea was to make sure that we're understanding it and we're also minimizing, from a safety perspective, vehicular and pedestrian conflicts. So from an experience standpoint, the internal drive that goes in through Town Square and some of the parking along it is an issue. And one of the things you'll see is in both the concept plans is that is removed from the Town Square and replaced with a parking lot on the northeast corner. So next slide, go to concept plan number one. You can see that, if I can highlight that. But so the northeast corner is where we have a surface parking lot to replace the parking that is along the internal drive. And what we've shown here in this first concept is the idea is really it's sort of metaphorical from and inspired by the Swiss flag and the cross and the Swiss flag. And by removing that internal drive and parking, it actually, one, it returns that to the pedestrian and to the town square user. But it also allows us to create these promenades, these tree-lined promenades north, south, and east, west. So from an infrastructure standpoint, it really helps organizationally to organize the town square and the components of the town square. It links all of those existing assets together and really celebrates them.
And Dave, if I could just say, this particular concept was what was submitted when they responded to the RFP. So this concept came as just a preliminary, here's an idea we have, there'd been no input given really, except what we had provided in the RFP. And the different firms that responded gave a concept plan in varying levels of finish, if you want us to call that. This was actually one of the nicer ones, but just, I want to make everyone aware, as I did in all the public meetings, this was not something that we said, here, this is what we want, draw it up, and then let's see what people think. So just to be clear, this was what IBI came up with just out of the chute.
So the addition of those promenades really does a lot of things. I already mentioned about tying it all together, but it allows us to create sort of exterior gateways at all four sides to the town square. So we know through public input, this is one of the common themes, we want a really nice gateway in the town square on Main Street. But we also want to have recognition around all four sides, because someday, you know, this town square is going to be probably surrounded by potentially different uses. And so we want to make sure that it's four-sided and that it starts connecting and making strong connections beyond the town square itself. These are designed to be emergency access lanes as well as set up and delivery for events and shutdown. So that's very important, very functional. They also create more tent space along those promenades for Swiss Days events, for farmers markets, and so on and so forth. So they're multi-purpose and very functional. The other thing that we've looked at doing is sort of centralize a multi-purpose event patio or plaza on the east end of the skating rink. So that space becomes very multi-purpose, functional for events, activities, and again, it really becomes kind of center focal point for the town square itself. You can see that we've maintained a lot of the multi-purpose and lawn spaces all the way around for primarily, you know, managing Swiss Days and the bigger events. So we're certainly integrating that into all of these thoughts. One of the things we heard from the public was that there needs to be a few more options for activity spaces or event areas. So we looked at this option at a couple of three different locations as alternatives for a small multi-purpose patio or plaza where you could have, you know, a Thursday evening concert series in the park, you know, where, you know, the big multi-purpose lawn spaces can become, you know, places to throw out lawn chairs and blankets and picnic and listen to some music while looking up at the mountains and the views to the west. So those are important. This particular option maintains all of the existing facilities, so we put this concept together to make sure City Hall is enhanced and protected, and Town Hall is enhanced and protected, and the community center is as well, and we also are maintaining the existing pavilion and restroom facility. So there's a few other cosmetic kinds of things we need to make sure that we're taking care of, and those are things like resurfacing the ice rink, because right now it's too slick in the summertime to be used for anything, but we want to make sure it becomes more year-round. So the year-round component of this has also been thought of very heavily, so that it can function and be attractive and active throughout every season. Those are pretty much the highlights on this scheme. The next couple of slides are really just three-dimensional views of a 3D model that we've prepared. So this is a view from the northwest corner, looking southeast. So City Hall on the left, Town Hall, Community Center, Ice Rink. You can see the central plaza in the center, the north-south promenade, and the east-west promenade on the south side of the ice rink. These options, locations for potential just flexible multi-purpose spaces for events and activity and gathering can either be rented on weekends for family reunions or so on and so forth as potentially some kind of revenue generator. Next slide. This is the view from Main Street. So Town Hall on the right and Community Center on the left. So that north-south promenade really, one, you know, reaches out to Main Street creates a gateway here at Main Street so that highly visible and accessible becomes much more visually accessible to the interior of Town Square from Main Street. And you can see the flexibility of adding additional tent spaces along the promenade, keeping the promenades clear for emergency vehicle access as well as set up and tear down for units. Next slide. And there's that central sort of plaza space at the east end of the ice rink, the north-south plaza promenade and the east-west promenade here. Any questions on that particular concept?
Hey, look at what a great job you're doing. Nobody's got any questions.
Question two, next slide. So, you know, throughout the discussions, we heard a lot about keep it green, keep it beautiful, you know, but let's, you know, let's continue to beautify it. And we heard, you know, a lot of people talking about wanting to stroll through gardens and, you know, have plenty of benches to, you know, sit and enjoy, you know, kind of a naturalized landscape. So this concept breaks a little bit from concept option one to be a little bit more organic. It's still kind of organized in a similar fashion, but we now have sort of a sweeping kind of meandering pathway promenade, if you will, that goes from south to north, from Main Street to 100 North. And then on the bigger gateway component over here on the east side. And in both of these conditions, we're making sure that we're being sensitive and integrating in the connection to Centennial. So, because we know that holistically, if we look at the, you know, these two blocks together, there's a lot of value in looking at how Centennial operates and functions versus Town Square. And so I want to make sure that those are relatable. You can see that along that sort of central promenade, that's really sort of oriented towards the mountains, is there's a lot more kind of floral ground cover beds and so on and so forth along the way. At gateway locations and at intersections and along the way to and from. So even at corners where we might do some gateway monumentation signage or something like that. And then we also have looked at adding some additional kind of unique facilities, a little bit more of a heritage component here with sort of a flagpole garden. This is a centralized pavilion. So again, the same idea as option one with a kind of an east end of the ice rink plaza. But this one having a cover, like an open air shade structure to help protect, you know, the users underneath. This also looked at an idea of a little more of an iconic feature. And we just threw out the idea of a window. We know that, you know, we got a lot of feedback on that. That's really more, it's not necessarily Swiss, even though Swiss had windmills. But the idea was really more of some kind of an iconic feature, just to throw it out there to see if there's interest in having something like that in the town square, whether it be some kind of a piece of art, public art, or some kind of a heritage component. We wanted to get reaction and response. And I think the theme that we took from the discussions at the open houses was that, not that crazy about the windmill, but we're interested in sort of an iconic element, something that can be recognizable destination-wise, kind of that Instagram moment, if you will, that people can enjoy, embrace, and it can help carry the sort of legacy and the heritage of the community. So that those are really the differences. And then the other difference of this scheme is we started looking at the existing pavilion building and the community center. As we started to hear from the community that, well, the community center isn't anything necessarily that special. It's been around for a while and it is special to some people. We recognize that. But it doesn't necessarily serve, you know, the town square probably as best it can. And so we started hearing some resonance from the community and working with stakeholder groups that the pavilion building with the restrooms is old, it's tired, it probably needs upgraded, and the community center could serve the town square better. So this scheme looks at repurposing the community center to become a little bit more purpose-driven for Town Square. So what that is, we don't really know yet. We haven't done any architectural programming or anything like that on, but to have concessions, restrooms, rental, you know, some of those kinds of things for the ice skating rink.